Welcome to Rhema for Today.
I'm talking about it's the anointing that breaks the yoke, and this word's anointed. Hallelujah. And I said, how? If I could be healed, how? Because I knew medical science couldn't do anything. You said so. And that inward voice said, it's all in the book. I knew he was talking about this book. Man, I got in that book tooth and toenail. You know what I mean by that expression up here in Minnesota? Amen. And I got down to the 11th chapter of Mark and the 23rd and 24th verses. And when I read that 24th verse, what things have you desire? When you pray, believe you receive them, or in this case, it, healing, and you'll have it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into Rhema's archives and chose Kenneth E. Hagin's teaching, God's Anointed Word. This will be a great month of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth E. Hagin with today's message.
Would open your Bibles to the 10th chapter of Isaiah. The latter part, the 10th chapter of Isaiah, and the latter part of the 27th verse, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. We say it this way a lot of time, the anointing, it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. Well, what is the yoke? Anything that binds you. It can be the yoke of sin. It can be the yoke of bad habits. That can be sickness or disease. It can be poverty or anything that binds you. But thank God, the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, in these particular service, we deal with the yoke of sickness and the anointing that breaks the yoke of sickness and disease. I suppose that one reason some of us are a little bit more concerned, we're all concerned, every Christian's concerned about sick people, but some of us have a greater burden, we might say, because some of us have been sick, sometimes terminally ill. I was sick all my life, till I was 17 years of age, first 17 years of my life, you see. I didn't run and play like other little children as a small child. I did very limitedly. I didn't have a normal childhood. I became totally bedfast when I was 15 years old. And just 4 months before my 16th birthday, I became totally bedfast. Well, there were several doctors on my case. One doctor was Dr. W.S. Wisehome, Sr. of McKinney, Texas. Now, my grandfather was a man of some means. He wasn't just real wealthy in his day, but he did have a lot of property. Got to realize, though, that that's Depression days, 1933. And so he inquired, my grandfather inquired, about putting me on the train, 1933. You know, you travel more by train than any other way. Put me on the train, send me up here to Minnesota to the Mayo Clinic, Rochester, Minnesota. And so he inquired about that because he would have done that if they could have helped him. And they answered back from the Mayo Clinic, said, Dr. W.S. Wisehome is the number one surgeon in the world. He's not another surgeon in the world. In fact, we have him to come up here with us every year and spend several weeks teaching us different techniques. He's the first man in the world made an esophagus for a newborn babe. He did that way back 1928-29. There's a baby born there without an esophagus. That's a tube that goes from the throat to your stomach. And he did that. Nobody had ever done it before. They said he's a natural born surgeon. And then he's one of the foremost physicians of the world. And if he said nothing could be done, you'd be wasting your time and wasting your money to send that boy up here. Well, Dr. Wisehome said, no one in his condition that medical science has any record of has ever lived past the age of 16 years. Well, you see, 4 months before my 16th birthday, I became totally bedfast. And I'm going just the way they said I'd go, you see. But oh, thank God. Thank God for this book. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. You know, really, the Holy Ghost indwells. Now, it's one thing to be born of the Spirit, another thing to be filled with the Spirit. But the Holy Ghost indwells every born-again believer. I knew nothing about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, of being filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues. But blessed be God, I knew the Holy Ghost was right in here. I got acquainted with him, bearing witness with my spirit that I am a child of God. Well, he's our teacher. And I didn't know to listen to him. I thought about it after so many times. If I'd listened to the Holy Ghost, I would not have stayed in bed 16 months. But I didn't know you're supposed to listen. I'm trying to get somebody out here to help me. You know, that's where we miss it. I said, that's where we miss it. We're looking for something in the natural. But no, the Holy Spirit abides in your spirit, and he'll guide you into all truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And he kept trying to tell me I could be healed. And finally, after a long effort, I finally said one day, when that something inside of me, just like an inward voice this time, said, you don't have to die at this early age. I'd passed my 16th birthday now. You could be healed. I said, well, if I can, how? I'm talking about it's the anointing that breaks the yoke, and this word's anointed. Amen. Hallelujah. And I said, how? If I could be healed, how? Because I knew medical science couldn't do anything. You said so. And that inward voice said, it's all in the book. I knew he was talking about this book. Man, I got in that book tooth and toenail. You know what I mean by that expression up here in Minnesota? Amen. And I got down to the 11th chapter of Mark and the 23rd and 24th verses. And when I read that 24th verse, what things have you desire? When you pray, believe you receive them, or in this case, it, healing, and you'll have it. I didn't have to read that verse twice. Boy, I got it. I mean, it got branded on my spirit just like I'd take a branding iron and brand a calf in the West Texas plains. Amen, with a branding iron. Amen. And because that's the greatest desire of my heart, you see. Amen. And so acting upon the word, this anointed word brought healing to my body 55 years ago this coming August. Amen. Two serious organic heart troubles. Body practically paralyzed. In fact, Mama just bathed me an hour and a half before. An incurable blood disease. My blood is colored pale orange instead of red. And thank God I've been healed ever since then. Glory to God. Well, now, healing belongs to us. See, I did not know that Isaiah 53 verse 4 and 5 said, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. That's King James translation. Old Testament is written in Hebrew. The Hebrew literally said, surely he has borne our sickness and carried our pains. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we healed. I didn't know that was in the Bible. I didn't know Matthew 8:17, though I'd read right over it. Well, you know yourself, you read the Bible for years. And one day you were reading again, and sometime or another that verse just seemed to leap out at you. And you thought, well, dear Lord, I've read that, I don't have any time, but I really didn't know that was in there. Amen. I'd read right over Matthew 8:17, that it might be fulfilled that which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet himself, took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Amen. And I hadn't got over to 1 Peter yet, because I've only got out, I've been bedfast for many months. And I've only got, actually 6 months and a little better, and I've only gotten over to Mark 11. I read, starting in with Matthew. Matthew, and then Mark 11. I didn't know 1 Peter 2:24 said, who his own self by our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. I didn't know that. But you see, these scriptures, where folks miss it a lot of time, like 1 Peter 2:24, Matthew 8:17, Isaiah 53:4-5, where those folks miss it is, say, I know God promised to heal me. No, he didn't. He didn't promise to heal you. That'd be like a sinner saying, well, I know God promised to save me. No, he didn't promise to save you. He tells you the fact in his word that salvation belongs to you. Yeah, I've read all them wonderful promises. These are not promises. They're statements of fact. They're statements of fact. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's where folks miss it. Well, he promised to heal me, but he hadn't done it yet. No, in the mind of God, he's already healed you. In the mind of God, he laid your sickness and disease, or the cause of it, on Jesus, and he's already bore it for you. Amen. Now you see, notice what Peter, 1 Peter said. You see, Isaiah's looking forward to the cross. He's prophesying about the coming Messiah. But Peter is looking back to the cross. And he said, who his own self bare our sins, he's already done it, in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. Now notice what he said. By whose stripes ye were healed. Not you're going to be. Well, I just believe God's going to heal me sometime. Well, that's not agreeing with God. That's really taking sides unconsciously. I know you wouldn't do it consciously. That's really taking sides against God. Because God said, God's word said, and God's word is God speaking to us. Amen. Say it out loud. The Bible is God speaking to me. The Bible is God speaking to me. Now, folks always want God to speak to them. Well, my. Just get in the book. You'll find him speaking to you from every page. Hallelujah. Now, it's peculiar to me that folks, you know, in our ranks, bless their darling hearts and stupid heads, I mean in our own ranks, they're always looking for some new revelation. Never have mastered the old revelation yet. They don't need any new revelation, not even walk in the light of the old one. Amen. Get up and walk in the light of what you know. Praise God, more will be given unto you.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 4-CD set entitled Knowing God as Your Father. We're also offering Kenneth W. Hagin's book, Listen to Your Heart. And last but not least is Kenneth E. Hagin's mini book entitled Obedience and Finances. All these items at the special price of $30. Call toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Camp meeting coming up very quickly.
Oh, yes.
July the 21st through the 26th. It starts on a Sunday night, 6 yeah. p.m. And then
yeah, on
Monday.
Sunday night it's at 6 p.m., uh-huh. but Monday through Friday.
Yes.
It's at 10 a.m.,
yes.
2:30 p.m., and 7:30 p.m.
That's right.
And there is Summer Blitz for the mm-hmm. teenagers, 6th through the 12th grade. There's children's ministry, infants through 5th grade.
Yes.
The night services only.
Yes.
But let me tell you what, that Summer Blitz is like a youth camp.
It is.
And it is great. In fact, many churches use it as their youth camp.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, just go to rhema.org /CM and find out all about it.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free. 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message, God's Anointed Word. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.